You know that feeling, right? Staring at that blinking cursor, the weight of content creation just pressing down, wondering how on earth you keep up as a solopreneur without a big team or, you know, a bottomless budget.
Oh, yeah. That feeling is, it's almost universal. That dread of the blank page, the sheer mechanics of it all, it stops so many good ideas dead in their tracks.
Well, today we're diving deep into something that might just be the answer. It's called the Digital Grafting Playbook from SideHustleProfits.net.
Right.
And our mission here is to really pull out the core wisdom, show you this systematic, super affordable, and honestly, surprisingly simple way to turn those little sparks of ideas.
Those seeds.
Exactly, those seeds.
Yeah.
Into a steady stream of high-quality original content.
Yeah.
And the key.
Yeah.
Using AI smartly.
Yeah. And it's more than just like a list of cool AI tools. This is about a whole mindset shift.
Okay.
And a step-by-step system. The promise is that it makes content creation feel like you actually have a personal team.
Mm-hmm.
Writers, researchers, editors.
But without the massive expense.
Yeah, precisely. Like a tiny fraction of the cost. It's really about working smarter.
So this digital grafting, what actually is it? How does it kill that blank page monster?
Okay, so the playbook defines it pretty simply. It's a method, step-by-step, combining what you already know, your ideas, your insights, with specific AI tools.
To create professional stuff quickly.
Yeah, original professional content. It starts with that seed idea you mentioned. Could be a voice note, a few jotted lines, anything small.
Even just a sentence or two?
Even less sometimes. They say as little as 22 words can work. Then you use the AI to, like, expand it, polish it, format it into blog posts, emails, whatever you need.
So it completely flips the script on starting from scratch.
Exactly. That's the core of it. You never face a truly blank page. You always have something to build on, to graft onto, you know? It tackles that creative block head on.
That makes a huge psychological difference, I bet. So practically speaking, what are the big wins here for a solopreneur? It sounds almost like a magic bullet.
Well, the benefits are pretty compelling. First, it really does act like that personal content team.
Like having an assistant for writing and research.
Yeah, and editing too.
Yeah.
It can genuinely take a tiny idea and help you flesh it out into a full ebook or a series of blog posts or social media campaigns, even course material.
Oh, okay.
And the cost thing is genuinely disruptive. The playbook points out the essential tool stack costs about, what, $5 a week?
$5. Seriously.
Think about what that replaces. Transcription, maybe a ghostwriter, an editor. It's huge.
Hmm.
It's about making high-quality content creation accessible, giving you that financial freedom.
And doing it consistently without burning out, even if you're not super techie.
Exactly. That's right. The goal.
Okay, the low cost is definitely a hook, but let's be real. The hurdles aren't always financial, are they? There are those mental blocks.
Oh, absolutely. The playbook nails these. Those voices saying, I don't know enough, or it's all been said before.
How can I possibly compete with the big players?
Yeah.
It's paralyzing.
Right. But the playbook reframes this brilliantly. It talks about just needing to be one step ahead of your audience.
You mean?
Meaning the problems you've already solved, the skills you've learned, even the mistakes you've made. That's incredibly valuable to someone who's right where you used to be.
Ah, so you don't need to be the ultimate guru.
Not at all. You just need to share your journey, your solutions. That's authentic, and that's what helps people.
And the whole I'm too small thing.
The playbook argues your size is actually an advantage. Big companies can't replicate that personal touch, that direct connection.
Right. You can build trust in a way they just can't.
Exactly. That's your unique edge.
This brings up the originality point, though. Using AI, is it cheating?
Look, the playbook is really clear on this. Digital grafting isn't about hitting a button and publishing whatever the AI spits out. It's not cheating. It's augmenting.
Okay.
Every creator builds on what's come before. This method uses AI to help you combine existing ideas, maybe PLR, maybe your own notes, with your unique voice, your perspective, to create something genuinely new.
So, speaking of PLR, private label rights, the playbook touches on that.
Yeah, it explains it as content you can legally use and adapt. It can be a great starting seed if you want.
Okay, and content grafting itself.
It's like in gardening, right?
Yeah.
Taking a piece of one plant and attaching it to another. Here, you're combining different sources, maybe PLR plus your own insights, using AI to fuse them into something stronger, something uniquely yours.
Got it. So the mindset's shifted, the foundations are there.
Yeah.
How do we actually do this? What are the tools?
Right, the toolkit. And the philosophy here is key. A small stack of tools that work really well together avoids that tech overwhelm.
Smart. So what's in this $5 a week dream team?
Okay, first up, Audio Pen. This is your idea catcher. You just talk, rant, ramble, whatever. It cleans it up and turns it into structured text.
So no more losing those shower thoughts.
Exactly. Solves that problem instantly. It's like a transcriber in your pocket.
Nice. What's next?
Magic Bookifier. This thing is the expansion engine. It takes that little text seed, even just 22 words.
The 22 words again.
Yeah. And it can blow it up into a, say, 5,000-word rough draft, an ebook chapter, a long article. It gives you that initial structure and bulk incredibly fast.
Wow. Okay. That's the heavy lifting for the first draft. Done.
Pretty much. Then you bring that draft to Claude AI. This is your editor and enhancer.
Right. The polishing stage.
Exactly. You use Claude to refine the text, add research, tweak the tone, inject your personality, make sure it sounds like you. Claude's really good at understanding context and your specific style.
Makes sense. And then for organizing everything.
Simple and effective. Google Workspace. Specifically Docs and Drive. This is where you do the final formatting, headings, bullets, links, images, and keep all your files tidy and accessible. Your content hub.
Good old Google Docs.
Yeah.
Reliable.
Can't beat it for collaboration and accessibility. And finally, Notebook LM.
What does that do?
This is your repurposing powerhouse. You feed it your finished piece, say, that blog post.
Uh-huh.
And it helps you instantly turn it into social media snippets, email newsletter content, a podcast script outline, maybe even video talking points.
Whoa. So it multiplies your output from one core piece.
Massively. Gets way more mileage out of each piece of content you create.
Okay, so AudioPen for capture, Magic Bookifier for expansion, Claude for enhancement, Google Docs for formatting, Notebook LM for repurposing.
That's the core stack.
And all for about $5 a week. That really is low-cost freedom. It replaces so much potential outsourcing.
Totally. It puts incredible leverage in the hands of the solopreneur.
All right. We have the tools, the philosophy. Let's walk through the actual five-step digital grafting process. The playbook presents this as a repeatable workflow, right?
Exactly. Consistent, reliable. Step one, capture your seed.
Get that initial idea down, voice note, type note, maybe a PLR snippet.
Yep, just needs one useful thought. Don't overthink it, just capture it.
Step two, expansion. Take that seed to Magic Bookifier.
Right. Let it generate that substantial first draft. Focus on getting the quantity down quickly, from a few words to a solid chunk of text.
Step three, enhancement. Bring that draft into Claude AI.
This is crucial. This is where you come in. Add your perspective, your stories, specific examples, research. Make it uniquely yours. Refine the language.
Make it you and make it sound like you.
Precisely. Step four, formatting. Over to Google Docs.
Clean it up. Add headings, bullet points, links. Make it easy and appealing to read.
Structure it logically for your audience. Get it ready for publishing.
And finally, step five, repurposing.
Upload that polished piece to Notebook LM. Turn that one blog post into five social updates, an email, maybe key points for a video. Maximize its reach.
Leverage that effort.
That's the game. Multiply the value.
And the playbook emphasizes that while this five-step framework is solid, you can and should tweak it, right? Save prompts that work well for you. Create templates.
Absolutely. Make it your system. Optimize it for your style and your audience. It becomes your personalized content engine over time.
Which leads perfectly into the whole idea of a smart content strategy. It's not just making content, it's making effective content consistently.
Exactly. Working smarter. And a huge part of that, stressed in the playbook, is being audience-centric.
Using AI not just to write, but to research what your audience actually needs and struggles with.
Yes. Use Claude, for example, to understand their pain points, their questions. Then create content that directly addresses those things. That's how you build resonance and trust.
Makes sense. And the playbook talks about batching.
Oh, yeah. Batching is a game changer for consistency and avoiding burnout.
Explain that a bit.
It's basically taking one core idea or piece of content and in a single focus session, using this process to create multiple related pieces for different platforms.
So one writing session could yield a blog post, three tweets, and an email.
Easily. Maybe more. You got a whole week's worth of content, or even more, from one concentrated effort. It's incredibly efficient and lowers that daily content pressure.
I can see how that would help. And then there's the personal touch. How crucial is that?
It's everything. That's what makes your content stand out from generic AI stuff or corporate jargon. Sharing your real experiences, lessons learned, especially the failures. Your unique perspective.
That's the connection point.
That's the connection point. It builds trust, relatability. It's the thing the big guys can't easily replicate. That's your superpower as a solopreneur.
And to make all this sustainable, systems, mm-hmm. right? Documenting what works.
Definitely. The playbook really pushes this. Save your successful prompts. Create templates for different content types. Document your workflow. It reduces the mental energy needed each time you build your own library of what works.
Creating repeatable formulas for success.
You got it.
The playbook also boils things down into 7 essential lessons, kind of like the core wisdom for solopreneurs using this method.
Yeah, they're really insightful takeaways. Lesson 1, never face a blank page again. We've hit this, but it's fundamental. The process ensures you always start with something.
Takes away that initial fear. Lesson 2.
Focus on high-impact content. Apply the 80-20 rule. Prioritize stuff that educates, solves problems for your audience rather than just random opinions. Serve their needs first.
Okay. Lesson 3.
Build a cost-effective operation. That $5 a week stack again. It highlights the financial freedom and scalability this approach offers.
Huge. Lesson 4 is one I think many struggle with. Embrace good enough.
Uh-huh. Perfectionism kills productivity. The playbook says content needs to be helpful, accurate, well-organized, not flawless. Get it out there.
Ship it. Lesson 5.
Document your successful processes. Save those winning prompts and templates. Build your personal library of success formulas. Don't reinvent the wheel every time.
Work smarter. Lesson 6.
Leverage your existing knowledge, your journey, your solved problems, your insights. Even if you feel you're just one step ahead, that's valuable content fuel. Own your experience.
Nice. And the final one, lesson 7.
Multiply your content's value. The power of repurposing. Take one core piece and slice and dice it for different platforms. Maximum reach, maximum ROI on your effort.
Those are really solid principles. Now, to make it super practical, the playbook includes something extra, right? Sample prompt.
Oh, yeah. This is gold. It includes a bonus section. 30 sample prompts for digital grafting success. It's like a recipe book for content creation.
Takes the guesswork out.
Totally. These are ready-to-use prompts designed for this specific workflow, covering all sorts of content. Blog posts, social media, emails, lead magnets, long-form stuff, video scripts, even prompts for research or engagement.
Can you give an example?
Sure. There's like a problem solution article prompt to help you structure authoritative content, or a behind the scenes story prompt for more personal social media posts.
Oh, I like that.
There's a checklist creation prompt, perfect for making a quick lead magnet. And of course, a content multiplication prompt to guide the repurposing step with Notebook LM.
So they really cover the whole process.
They do. But crucially, the playbook reminds you these are starting points. You customize them. Add your details, your tone, your unique stories. They just give you a massive head start.
Makes sense. So, wrapping this up, the digital grafting playbook. It really seems to position AI as this incredible enabler for solopreneurs.
Yeah, not a replacement, but an accelerator. It gives you a system to consistently create valuable stuff, overcome those typical hurdles, and build your one-person business with more confidence.
It's about having the right process and the right tools working together.
Exactly. Doing the right things, using the right tools the right way.
So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is this. In a world just drowning in generic information, your unique personal experience, when you amplify it with smart systems like these, well, that's not just an advantage anymore.
It's your superpower.
Absolutely. So the question becomes, what seed idea, however small, will you plant today? What content will you cultivate that genuinely connects with people and helps you grow?